Afternoon again, everyone. We're down here outside of Banbridge on what used to be the site of the Whitfield College of the Bible. Used to have some great times. Used to play softball and baseball and football and cricket and all sorts of things in this lovely grassy area. And just along the way here, behind all of these trees, there's a river. It's the River Ban, and good for fishing and different things as well. And once or twice, some of the lads ended up in the river whenever we were at Bible College. But you know, in 2 Kings chapter 6, we read about the prophet Elisha. And Elisha really, along with what was known then as the School of the Prophets, they were building, I suppose, a Bible college of sorts back in those days. Let me just read to you 2 Kings 6. And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, Behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. It's too small for us. God's blessing us and prospering us. And there are more prophets that are coming on board to learn from the great Elisha. And the place is too small. And we need to build a bigger college, bigger Bible college. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, the river Jordan. And take thence every man a beam. And let us make us a place to there where we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. And one said, Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he, that is Elisha, answered, I will go. So he went with them. And when they came to Jordan, they cut down the wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, Alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, Whence fell it? And he showed him the place, and he cut down the stick, and cast it in hither, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, Take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it. Very vivid picture. Here's a young student in the School of the Prophets. They're erecting a place to learn from the great prophet Elisha. And this young student has got an axe and he's cutting down a tree. Now I can remember just over here where this smaller tree is in the middle, cutting down a couple of trees with a friend who's in the ministry as well. He brought a couple of chainsaws in and we had a great time cutting down these trees just right beside the river. And I see a smaller tree has sprouted up in its place, and it just shows how much it's grown over the years. But that's what this young student was doing. And as he was felling down the tree, the axe head flew off and went into the river. And the first thing he did was he stopped. What had happened was he had lost his cutting edge. He had lost his effectiveness. Something that was borrowed, given to him by another, was gone. And he realized there's no point just beating away at the trunk of a tree with a pickaxe handle or an axe handle. It's just going to make a lot of noise. It's going to expel a lot of energy, but the tree is never going to come down. And I often wonder, as this young man was essentially backslidden at Bible College, lost his cutting edge, has the Church of Jesus Christ in Northern Ireland lost their effectiveness, lost their usefulness, lost their power, lost their cutting edge? And rather than stopping and retracing her steps, as the young servant of Elisha did here, Elisha took him right to the place where he lost it. He was able to pinpoint the place. That's where I lost my power. That's where I lost my cutting edge. The Church of Jesus Christ in Northern Ireland just seems to go on making a lot of noise, expending a lot of energy. But maybe we've lost the power. Maybe we've lost our usefulness. Maybe we've lost our effectiveness. Maybe as a young Christian, as an individual today, as you look at your life, you've lost something. You've lost your cutting edge. Yes, you know the Bible. Yes, you study to a degree the Word of God. But maybe you've lost your cutting edge. You've lost your effectiveness. You've lost your usefulness. You've lost your vitality. And if you're honest, you probably know exactly where you were whenever you lost it. Maybe bitterness got in, a grievance against another Christian, and you got bitter. And you lost something. You grieved the Spirit of God. Maybe you gave up praying. You gave up reading the Bible. You gave up witnessing. You developed some habit in your life. You got involved in a business venture that took all of your time and energy. And that happens so often. But you know, as you look back over many, many years, that you don't have the same effectiveness and enthusiasm and power and cutting edge in your service for the Lord. I encourage you today, retrace your steps. The Lord will go with you, as Elisha went with the young servant and cast in that branch and the iron did swim. The Lord is able to restore and he's able to resurrect and he's able to revive. Whatever your need is today in a spiritual sense, confess it, retrace your steps, call upon the Lord, and let's get back our cutting edge so we can be effective and useful for the Lord in these days. Thank you for listening. See you next time.